NetCredit is here to say yes, because you're more than a credit score. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partners. NetCredit, credit to the people.
We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds you might hear. Drive too fast and you can hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You can hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You can hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You can hear the sound of your worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself. Or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
This is Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill, and I listen to the Fun Belt Podcast.
This is the Fun Belt Podcast, part of the Believe Network.
Folks, to Dusty Thibodeau of Warhawk Report, Jeremy Harper of Howlraiser, and Shane Metlin of the Daily News Record.
I think it's potentially a very good week for the Sun Belt.
But I'm just kind of going off on a random rant. It's just frustrating. It's
Welcome back to the Fun Belt Podcast. I'm with my crew, Thibodeau, Shane Metlin, myself, Jeremy Harper. We're here kind of just waiting because it's July. It's July content season. Shane, how's your July content been going?
It had been going okay. Yeah. This week, I'm trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. I got desperate. I looked back at Butch Jones's first recruiting class. And guess what? Only five guys remain. Five freshmen from that freshman signing class. There's 14 signees, only five remain. You think that's kind of normal? Is that normal to have only, after 3 years, only have five guys left?
Was it really only been 3 years?
Yeah. It was the class of 21. So was it 21, 22, 23? Yeah, about 4 years. This will be the fourth year. So, yeah.
It's probably
somewhere. But he doesn't claim the first year. He just calls it year zero.
He called that year zero.
Okay.
And did we roll our eyes when he said that? No, because we're nice. But
I did.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season. From baseball, golf, soccer, right to all the top fights in the UCF, MMA, and boxing. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on some blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our 150 slots games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLEAV, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, the game starts here. Yes, for his year zero year, only five guys right now. They're all starters now. They're all good. But I was just wondering, Shane, do you think that's probably about right? You know, after you go through the trials and tribulations of
of, you know, going through a few seasons and you get cut or you don't get your playing time. You just don't pan out. You know, nowadays you can portal out. That sounds about right, right?
Yeah, I mean, in this portal age, I don't think it's probably unusual. I'd be interested. We should do a comparison of like every Sun Belt team and see where they are from the class 4 years ago. But
every Sun Belt team, we could do that. We could put together our journalistic minds and put together a really entertaining, educational show for our audience. We could do that. Will we do that?
I don't know. You were just bringing up how hard it is to find the July content. I may dig into that. Honestly.
Ah, well, why not? You can use your investigative reporters.
You've got me a 14th of the way there anyway. So
that's right. You can go ahead. You can log on to HowlRaiser, pick up where I left off. 1/14th of the job is already done. Maybe Tibbs, maybe you can help out.
No, I'm not helping y'all suckers.
Oh. All right. Well, Tibbs got it.
I'll say this.
Okay.
It'd be pretty easy pickings there for ULM because other than Fisher on the offensive line, I don't think there's much left.
Yeah, is it, you know what might make it easier though, Thibodeau, is to look at maybe like don't maybe find the programs that have had some stability in the last, I don't know, three seasons. Let's say three seasons. Because it's not fair to look at a class that was recruited by one coach and that coach has taken off and then say, oh, well, they lost all their guys. Does that sound right? I mean, that wouldn't be fair. So maybe you just kind of
remember 4 years ago, we're looking at COVID, the peak COVID recruiting.
Yeah. Yeah. But you got to factor that in too. I didn't even think about that.
Huh. I think that probably led to a lot of guys transferring too, like beyond just the madness of the portal itself. There were a lot of people, you know, they didn't take visits to their schools. You can hardly blame them if they're like after a year or two, like, yeah, you know, this wasn't quite what I thought it was.
Yeah. I mean, there were a lot of guys that were recruited and committed over FaceTime during COVID. And of course, they're not going to show you, you know, maybe the potholes in the parking lot or anything like that. They're only going to show you the highlights of the campus. Maybe, so when you get there and you look around, you're like, this place sucks.
Yeah. But maybe there's a reverse there too, Tibbs. Like, they get there and the guy only weighs about 115 pounds and he's only 5'2", but he looks really big on his FaceTime. You're like, oh, wait.
And he's got a big neck.
We got catfished.
You didn't meet your teammates or like your coaches in person. Like, you know, you can't hardly blame any of those guys who signed in 2020 if it didn't work out after a year.
It always blows me away that Old Dominion just didn't play any. They were just like, nope, we're not even gonna have a season. It's almost like maybe more of us should have done that. Old Dominion was like the responsible program. That we're just gonna cash our chips, wait for next year.
What was like, Arkansas State's COVID record?
COVID? Well, what was it? I think we won like two games. It was rough. Yeah, it was rough. I gotta look. Yeah.
Shane, okay. what did the Mighty Mighty Dukes do for COVID?
In FCS, they played a spring season.
And their record was?
I don't remember what the record was. They made it to the national semifinals and got upset by Sam Houston.
Not an upset. I love the Bearcats of FCS. I don't like them now that they're in Conference USA, but I love the Bearcats when they were FCS.
But don't besmirch the Bearcats in the presence of Thibodeau, okay? Because he will claw back at you.
That's old school Southland, man.
I know. Old school. Fellas, let me ask you a question. When you do your July content, or when you're trying to bone up on opponents, like perhaps Thibodeau, you're looking at ULM's schedule and you want to kind of learn a little bit more about the opponents that's going to face in 2024. Is there a certain name or publication you reach out to? in order to get the most precise, the most up-to-date, the most penetrating information.
Not Lindy's. They're first to market, but man, their prediction is way off. Yes. They talk about players that like Aiden Hutchinson that are no longer with the Warhawks and how they're going to be, he's going to be a solid piece of the defense. Yeah, he'll be a solid piece for Tulane's defense, but not for the Warhawks.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to do a publication, you got to wait until that last portal time opens and closes, right? You got to wait until, what was it, in June. You got to be ready at the end of June to publish, right? How about you, Shay? Is there somebody that you reach out to, some publication, some yearly tome that you pick up?
Yeah, well, don't ask me how I know, but Lindy's deadlines are way too early to to get, you know, the accurate information as a...
I am not going to ask you how you know that.
Yeah, if you have a problem with any particular Sun Belt team's write-up, it's because the deadline was very early. But no, I think we know where this conversation's going. Oh. There is
publication.
Yep. Run by the namesake of said publication that tends to just kind of wow us every year with the amount of information he's able to pack in on each team. And, you know, even the access he gets to every coach in the country, I think, is pretty incredible.
Every coach, every team, he's out there with that information. And guess what, guys? That guy is in our green room right now. Phil
kidnapped him.
I did.
And put him on the show.
I drove my Subaru to wherever he lives. I won't tell you where he lives. I packed him in the back. I had to put the seats down. There's not a lot of trunk room in the Subaru. And I drove him here to our studio. Guys, today we got Phil Steele. He's going to talk a little bit about the Sun Belt. He's going to talk a little bit about the process of cooking up a magazine. He's going to even talk a little bit about how difficult it is to put together a publication like his in the time of NIL and portal transfers. So with that, let's talk to Phil. Joining us on the show is the Prince of College Football Prognostication, Phil Steele, who puts out, I'm going to just say it, the very best college football preview magazine in the country. He's been doing it for years. Always is just dead on about the Sun Belt. Long, but you know, people have been covering the Sun Belt for years. They're always generally fairly wrong, but Phil Steele has always been dead on. Phil, welcome to the show.
Hey, a real pleasure being on. Always enjoy talking about the Fun Belt teams, guys.
Yeah, great. So, my first question for you before we dive into the magazine, which by the way, that's what I did as soon as I bought it. Just start pouring through the stats over a beer. We were talking a little bit off camera or off audio about the difficulties of the transfer portal, how it's changed not only college football, but what you do, Phil. Phil, can you explain how the transfer portal has altered the way that you have published the magazine?
Yeah, and we used to go to the press probably the middle of May, and I knew everybody's roster down pat. I mean, once spring practice was over, the rosters were set, and we're all set and ready to go. Now with the second transfer portal opening up and closing on April 30th, it forced us to push the magazine back further than what we'd normally do. And we not only went to the press after the portal closed, we went a full month and a week. So we were able to capture all the players where they landed. And that, I think that's very important in the magazine. You know, all the players that pretty much are going to contribute this year have signed by June 7th. School had opened, players had signed. And so we were able to capture all that. But we did have to go to the press later than normal, June 7th this year, to make sure we got all the last moves in. And I was getting texts from coaches 2-3 days before our magazine deadline. Hey, add this guy. So we were able to capture everybody, but it makes it a little bit more difficult with that portal.
Well, not only does it make it more difficult for publication, does it make it more difficult for prognostication? I mean, you have to know the rosters. You have to know how they fit on the team. You have to know what the coaches feel about them. to make an accurate assessment, has that just made that job more difficult? Or do you find, hey, this is a challenge that we've accepted and we've accepted it fairly easily?
You know, I think it does make it more difficult. We've seen some teams come in and hit the transfer portal hard, let's say Florida State, and turned it into great success. We've seen some teams come in and change their roster completely around, like Colorado. And after some early success, it sort of went to the sideways for them. But the good thing is, I do talk to over 120 of the 134 head coaches. Pretty much, I believe I talked to all the Sun Belt coaches this year, and we spend a good, on the average, an hour going over the squad with them. Each player, strengths, weaknesses, put me in order, and they pretty much tell me how they think how these new players are going to fit. So it makes it a little bit more difficult prognostication-wise, but I feel we've got a pretty good feel for each of the teams after talking to the head coaches, and that gives us a nice 2-3 deep for every team.
All right, well, let's get a little more difficult here, Phil. One of the things that we constantly talk about in the group of five is where do our conferences rate in the Sun or in the college football solar system, right? As a whole, where does the Sun Belt lie, especially now that we've got mostly a Power Two? I know there's a Power Four, but that seems to be shifting as well. Where does the Sun Belt kind of, where are they positioned in this?
Well, I think you'll be pleased that last year when I rated the conferences, or this year going over last year's teams, I actually had the Sun Belt number six, right? Yes. Behind the Power Five conferences. So the top of the group of five conferences last year, the Sun Belt, followed by the Independents, followed by the Mountain West, American MAC, and CUSA. Now, this year coming into the year, the Sun Belt lost a ton of talent. You look at teams like Troy, lost everybody. South Alabama lost a ton of players from last year. ULM lost a ton of players. I actually have the Sun Belt rated sixth again, but this time the Mountain West jumped past them in my preseason rankings. Mm. That doesn't mean at the end of the year the Sun Belt can't get back there to be the top group of five one, but last year I had them rated the top group of five conference, and this year they're right near the top.
Well, it's hard to argue with the Mountain West. Those guys play really great football. We have a lot of respect for them. Of course, we have a lot of respect for you, Phil Steele, so we will accept that from you.
I appreciate that very much.
The Sun Belt is the only conference playing divisional football these days. Who do you see rising?
Thank goodness.
So you're anti-division.
No, I'm pro division. Have you ever tried to forecast an 18 team conference, for crying out loud? I'd much rather have divisional play. So I like the fact that the Sun Belt actually has divisions. I think it makes it easier to forecast based on the schedule, the crossovers, things like that. Pro divisions. I hope some of these monster leagues actually go to divisions in the near future.
My partner Shane is on with us. Shane, are you pro division or anti-division? Are you an anti-divisionite?
I'm pro-division, especially for the Sun Belt. It just makes a ton of sense for the Sun Belt to keep it the way it is. I mean, the geographical pull was what brought the league together to begin with. So it makes a ton of sense. And like Phil said, try to predict 1 through 18 or figure out the schedule or anything like that. It gets crazy. It makes so much sense for the Sun Belt to stay where they are, even if the other teams aren't, other conferences aren't going to do it.
Yeah, it makes our jobs a little easier, right? We can still have people like teams that are still in the race, even if they wouldn't be in the race in a 12-team, 18-team, 16-team conference. So that makes it good for us. Phil, who do you see rising in the Sun Belt West this year? Not necessarily the top teams, although we want to know, but who else could challenge it?
Well, Troy has pretty much had the control of the West the last couple of years. But when I look at it, Troy did lose a ton of talent. And there's actually, to me, the three best teams in the West this year are actually Texas State, Louisiana, and Arkansas State. And I'll touch on them quickly. With Arkansas State, love the job that Butch Jones is doing. Done a great job with the special teams. But overall, you look at last year's Arkansas State team, once Jalen Raynor took over at the quarterback spot, they were loaded. And now they've got their top two running backs back from last year, their top two receivers back from last year, four offensive linemen, six defensive starters. starters. Arkansas State, to me, is a clear-cut contender in the West. Now, they draw ODU and Georgia State out of the East, which I like, but they do play both Texas State and Louisiana on the road, which is why I picked them third. Second, I've got Louisiana. Coach DeSomo for Louisiana had 2-6-7 seasons. I think they finally break through this year. Now, of the three teams, they draw the toughest schedule. They pull App State and Coastal out of the East. They have to play Texas State on the road. But this is by far the best team he's had in his 3 years there. And I think Louisiana is a legitimate contender. But the team I went with at the top is Texas State. Love the job that they did last year. G.J. Kinney, the head coach, took a team that was completely transformed. It was one of those transfer portal things. He brought in a lot of players from his old squad. A lot of transfers came in and had success. And when you look at them this year, they get Louisiana at home. They get Arkansas State at home. They draw Georgia State and ODU, my bottom two teams from the East on the schedule. So by far the best schedule. I think they'll be explosive offensively. They bring in a Jordan McLeod from James Madison at the quarterback spot. They've got Mahdi back at running back along with Deion Hankins, who I really liked at UTEP. And a lot of talent. They'll be improved defensively as well. So the talent's there. They've got the best schedule. And of the Sun Belt contenders, I think they're one of the prime ones that have that shot at that the playoff spot for the group of five.
Shane, do you agree with that assessment? I see it seems pretty tough to argue.
Yeah, I agree. And you know, I was gonna ask Phil, you know, you mentioned Jordan McLeod going to Texas State. You know, being the guy we focus a lot on the Sun Belt, but you being the national guy who's tied in everywhere, have you run into that situation before where a player of the year in a conference winds up going across the conference to another school? And just, you know, if you can think of another situation even similar to that, how did it work out?
Yeah, I do not recall a player of the year going from one team to another in the same conference. I've seen them transfer, you know, Dylan Gabriel, for example, going from Oklahoma to Oregon this year, things like that. But I think it's going to work out for Texas State because, you know, look what happened last year. They brought in T.J. Finley, a transfer recruit, and had himself a great year. McLeod was a guy that, you know, they were high on at James Madison last year, and Cignetti was very high on him. Turned out to have a good year, and I got to think he's going to fit that system well.
So shifting over to the Sun Belt East, Sun Belt West for a long time now has been sort of a Donnybrook, right?
The weaker division. Yeah,
it's been weaker, but it's also anybody could own it, right? And now the Sun Belt East is feels a little bit like that this year. Not necessarily they're weaker in any way. It just feels like there's an opening at the top. Who do you see kind of excelling in the Sun Belt East?
You know, I'd have to put five teams in contention this year. Number five, I'd put Coastal due to the fact that they actually play the toughest schedule. I know they lose Grayson McCall, but let's face it, he wasn't there for half the year last year. But they draw Troy and Louisiana out of the West. Beck is in the second year. I think they have talent, but the toughest schedule of the five, and that's why I had listed them five. James Madison, I've got tied for second. And when you look at – I just recently went through – every game on the schedule and predicted who I had favored and who I had a dog. I actually have James Madison favored in six of their Sun Belt games, so they might just be second. We'll see what happens with Georgia Southern and Marshall. But Chesney steps into a tough situation. A lot of players left for Indiana. I know going over to the Indiana team with Coach Cignetti, seemed like he had a lot of stars he brought over from James Madison. But they bring in Dylan Morris from Washington. I think he's going to do well at quarterback. I like the running back core with Petaway and Adea coming over from North Carolina. North Texas, Cam Ross coming in from UConn. So they've got talent there. They just only have seven starters back. I've got them tied for second. You know, I went over the team with Coach Helton. He feels this is by far the best team he's had. And I'll tell you what, he surprised me his first year that he was there. It's year three for him. Year one, I've seen the teams go from the option to a pass offense. It's generally a 2 to 3 to 4 year process before they actually have success. and he had success year one there. And he really feels strong about this team, top to bottom. Jalen White at running back, you got to love. The defense is strong. Watch out for Georgia Southern. He feels they're a legitimate contender, as do I. I do have an underdog at Coastal and at South Alabama, which are a couple of questionable games, some pick'em games. I think the App State game could be huge at the end of the year because Georgia Southern's tough to beat at home. And then Marshall, I know they lost their quarterback, Mitch Griffiths, but Griffiths was just one of three quarterbacks competing for the job. They're shifting to more of a spread offense. The main difference between Marshall this year and last year, I think, is that defensive line. Michael Green could very well be the preseason defensive player of the year in the Sun Belt, or postseason, I should say, defensive player of the year. I don't know if he'll get that much accolades coming in, but Coach Huff was extremely high in Green and the defensive line overall. Says it's comparable to the unit they had 2 years ago. And if it is, I think Marshall's a legitimate contender. Now, they do have to play Georgia Southern on the road. They play James Madison on the road. So they've got some tough games on the schedule. App State's going to be huge as to whether or not they can win. And they get them at home. But the team I picked for the top at the East is App State with Sean Clark. And once again, Sean Clark, last year when I talked to him, they were coming off a season of 6-6, not making a bowl. And he said, Phil, if anybody's going to be in charge in this type of situation, it should be me. Look what happened. They went 9-5 last year, had a really good year. And I think this is the best team he's had yet coming in. Joey Aguilar at the quarterback position is perhaps the league's top QB. They've got Nate Johnson at the outside linebacker spot. My question mark to him was the offensive line. I mean, they lost four starters off the O-line. But he feels that athletic. He likes where they are on the offensive line, feels they have better length, better speed up front, and could be the surprise unit of the season. And that's really, to me, the key to App State, whether they win the East or not, is how quickly that offensive line comes together.
Yeah, App State seems to be like a very strong team, and they're a very strong team every year. I know I personally, I was a little surprised with Marshall being selected so high. You made some good arguments for them. They came in next to last season, seemed to have a lot of trouble. Shane, what's your assessment on that? I mean, it looks like it's going to be a fist fight in the East this year.
Well, yeah, I was kind of curious if you could tell us more about the Marshall quarterback situation, you know, with Mitch Griffiths leaving or kind of retiring from football. I felt like last year you mentioned Marshall, you being surprised, Jeremy. I felt like the one thing missing from Marshall last year was they weren't really a threat to go deep throwing the football at all. And is that a situation that's going to improve this year?
You know, a lot depends on who the new quarterback is. Now, when I talked to Coach Huff in the post-spring, he said it was a three-man race, and it would really come down to the guy who was most consistent in the system. So I didn't pick Marshall second based on Mitch Griffiths coming in. I mean, let's face it, Griffiths only had 41 passes last year. It's not like he's a veteran quarterback. If Pennington wins the job, I think he'll be improved. This is a brand-new offense for them. They're going to more of a spread pass tech. I think we'll see more downfield shots. Braylon Braxton's a guy who's a mobile quarterback. He's got a good arm, the ability to make plays both with his arm and his legs. Pennington's a guy who understands his limitations, but he needed to get a little bit stronger. I think he will. And you never know what's going to happen in the fall, who wins the job. But I like the defense, and that's really what has a good shot of winning. They also had in Jordan Houston coming in from NC State at running back. They've got some talent at the wide receiver position. They just need to get better quarterback play this year, and I think they will.
Phil, if you want to start an argument amongst Sun Belt fans, one way to start it would be to start ranking Sun Belt quarterbacks. If you want to check out the social feeds, there's all sorts of discussion surrounding Sun Belt quarterbacks. Phil, who are a couple guys that you see rising to the top?
Well, my top four in the league, the ones that have made my all-conference team, I've got Jordan McLeod, who, of course, was the player of the year last year. Joey Aguilar from App State, who, I mean, he was dynamic last year and should have an even better season. Jalen Raynor, once he took over the starting quarterback job, Arkansas State was a different team. And then I like Dylan Morris at James Madison. He's a rare recruit for the Sun Belt, meaning he was one of the top quarterbacks coming out of high school, and now he's here at James Madison and should fit the system well. So those guys are the four at the top, but you know, as you point out, there are some other quarterbacks in this league that could have big time years.
Shane, Phil mentioned Dylan Morris. I don't know much about him, Shane. Do you know anything about Dylan?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's interesting, you know, as Phil pointed out, you know, big time high school recruit and then had a pretty solid year at Washington it was a COVID year. They didn't play a ton of games, but he was a honorable mention all Pac-12, I think, but then basically gets replaced by a Heisman Trophy candidate. It doesn't play a whole lot the last couple of years, and now he's looking for a place to play. And, you know, I'm with Phil. I think he's a guy who could probably excel at the Sun Belt level, and it'll be interesting to see what he ends up doing for JMU.
But Phil, we have five new head coaches in the Sun Belt. We got Del McGee of Georgia State, Gerard Parker of Troy, Bryant Vincent of ULM, Major Applewhite of South Alabama, and Bob Chesney of JMU. Of those five, who has the most difficult year one job?
Yeah, I'm going with Del McGee of Georgia State. Ooh. And for this reason, you look at the fact that their head coach stepped down at the start of spring practice, for crying out loud. So it was completely unexpected. In fact, spring practice had started, I believe, they were 2 days into it, and they had to stop spring practice, get the new coach brought in, and naturally, in this era of transfer portal, once you have a coaching change, that opens up your roster. So they got raided, and they don't have a lot returning from last year's squad. So, you know, Christian Vayer at the quarterback spot, battling Zach Gibson. They've got talent at quarterback. They've got some talent at running back with Wilkerson. But I think the late change of the coach, trying to fit this team together quickly, a tough schedule. I've got Georgia State struggling this year.
Yeah, I see a lot of excitement amongst the fan base for Del McGee. But yeah, that sounds like a really uphill climb, especially in that tough Sun Belt East. The expectations might have to be tempered a bit. Shane, do you have any like penetrating questions for Phil? Because my list has been satisfied.
No, I mean, I think he was pretty in-depth covering every team. So I appreciate the time.
Phil, thank you for coming on to the show and educating us. We always appreciate your insight and wisdom.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, you know, just to let your listeners know, though, if they're looking for the magazine out there, it's only available at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million this year. So we've gone exclusively Barnes & Noble, Books A Million. Don't waste your gas going to Walmart or grocery stores, places like that. You can also go online to philsteele.com and get the magazine. If you get the hard copy, we actually update the digital, or we give you the digital for free, and we update that all the way through September. But if you're a Sun Belt fan, two full pages on every Sun Belt team, and we give you the same amount of coverage on South Alabama or ULM that we do as Alabama or Texas. Two full pages on each team.
Phil is not blowing smoke up your butts. This is absolutely true. I can confirm it. I'm looking at it right now. Thanks, Phil, for coming on the show. Thanks for the coverage that you provide the Sun Belt, and thanks for everything. We'll see you hopefully next year when we'll be bragging about you getting all of this information right.
I appreciate that. A lot of fun talking Sun Belt football with you guys today. Thanks for having me on.
No problem. Have a good morning.
All right. Thank you.
And that was it. That was the great Phil Steele. Always prepared, guys. Always ready. You know, like he doesn't come on the show and you can hear him sifting through notes or anything. It's like everything about the Sun Belt is top of mind for him. That was impressive. Shayna, concur with me.
Yeah, I mean, I think you make a good point. That, you know, we didn't feel like he was cramming.
No,
to do that.
Oh, you know, normally I'd be like, he'd put down like somebody like that might confuse a name or forget a coach's name or not really understand the lay of the land or forget that there's a new head coach. Not Phil Steele. We appreciate having him on the show. And speaking of show, I think it's time to end the show, Thibodeau. Thibodeau, how do we end these shows?
Usually with a zinger that involves Arkansas State not being up to par in some sport.
You don't always have to do that. But yes, it's sometimes.
Oh, okay.
But before that, right before that, there's something else.
Oh, we always give our plug, promo, and parting shot.
Yes. Don't you think we should make Shane do his plug promo and parting shot first as we, in our minds, try to assemble a plug promo and parting shot?
Only if I can go ahead and say his so that he can't say it himself. I just want to support DNR Online. Read everything that I do about James Madison. They're not monarchs, but they do wear a crown, and they're better than your team. Suck it.
Yeah, and maybe add something about women's lacrosse, because man, he cannot talk about women's lacrosse.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, I left that part out.
It had been weeks since I'd just done a straight plug.
Fair enough.
And I was thinking about doing it again, but I was due.
But Shane, come
I
on! Guess
I will go with, we'll go with a question for you guys. You know, you talk a little bit about, you know, July content, you know, what you do during the summer. Uh-huh. And I don't know, we probably have like two people who watch the video feed of this, but they may notice that I'm not sitting in the basement like I normally do.
Okay.
Because it's been commandeered to watch Olympic trials, gymnastics, I think, right now. So just how much do you guys get into, you know, the lead up to the Olympics in an Olympic year like this? Is this something that overtakes you, your family? Do the wife and kids get into it? Or, you know, how does it work?
The lead up to the Olympics gives us no pleasure, I have to admit. I mean, my brother right now, he's obsessed with it. My dad right now, watching it 24/7. Me, I don't care. I tell you that, though. Once the Olympics starts, I am fully vested. You'll catch me watching the most obscure sports at the oddest hours because I am into the Olympics. But the lead up to the Olympics, absolutely zero. How about you, Tibbs?
I mean, I'm in Houston, where it's the Olympic gymnastics mecca of the world, where we have Simone Biles, and it seems like everyone else is from Houston. So that's all we get to hear about is gymnastics. Not really a big fan, more interested in the Copa America's Cup as that wraps up. And then, of course, my favorite time of the year, it's time for state tournaments for Little League Championship Baseball as we get ready for the regionals and then on to Williamsport.
Wow. You truly are a renaissance man of sports, Thibodeau. Hats off to you.
Jeremy, what do you have for us?
You know what? I'm going to sort of take the Shane path. I'm going to promote, you know, all my July content. Hey, man, I put it together. Damn it, I want people to read it. HowRazor.com. I did put together a sort of retrospective of Butch Jones's first recruiting class, where the guys are now, what their contributions are expected to be in 2024, the guys that remain. You can check it out. I also kind of looked back took a good look at the five new head coaches that are entering in the Sun Belt this year. So you can take a look at that too. It's only July 8th. So we've just begun to scratch the surface of July content. It will ramp up when we go to New Orleans for Sun Belt Media Days, where I'm sure Shane is going to join us to help, you know, carry his end of the load of the podcast during Sunbelt Media Week. So, that's it. Visit HowRazor.com. Check out my July content. I promise you it'll eventually transmogrify into August content.
I'm giving a plug.
Yes.
Louisiana is the land of festivals. Everything has its own festivals. Yeah. Upcoming, though, the second annual Chicken Fest.
Oh, okay.
At the West Calcam Fairs, which is right outside of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. Jeremy, most importantly, you can finally have your chance to enter your hen for the judging competition. And said chickens can also be converted into the wings for the wing eating competition.
Wow. That's crazy. I would love to go to that.
I mean, you go to a steakhouse, you can pick your steak, right? So isn't it kind of cool that you can literally pick your wings?
I don't know. You know, like you could go to a seafood place and pick your lobster. You know, that's almost sadistic. It's kind of like ancient Roman times where you pick your gladiator. Yeah, you pick out the wings, you're picking out the steak, you're picking out the lobster. I mean, haven't we gotten more civilized since then? Aren't we a better society?
You guys didn't grow up on a farm.
No, we did not.
That's the best way to end it, is that right there?
How do we want to start off this one?
Just pure show. We're just here along for the ride.
Wow. You hear that, Shane? I hope you pay me the proper respect.
NetCredit is here to say yes to a personal loan or line of credit when other lenders say no. Apply in minutes and get a decision as soon as the same day. If approved, applications are typically funded the next business day or sooner. Loans offered by NetCredit or lending partner banks and serviced by NetCredit. Application subject to review and approval. Learn more at netcredit.com/partner. NetCredit. Credit to the people.
Making your cat happy is a number one priority. Priority number two is keeping a clean litter box. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter helps you do both. Fresh Step Outstretch Litter traps waste at the surface with less crumbles and absorbs more waste and odor compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Litter at a store near you today. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a savory sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and crispy hash browns. With McDonald's Mix and Match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Hey, it's Michelle Beadle. That's right, the Michelle Beadle. You're welcome. You love talking about sports. I love talking about sports. You know the only thing cooler than talking about sports? Sports! And right now, all your favorite sports are on SiriusXM. I'm talking every NFL game, every game from the NBA, NHL, MLB, every NASCAR race, golf major, major conference college sports, and all the top games in the WNBA. If it gets your heart pumping, it's on SiriusXM. So start your free trial of SiriusXM today. Visit SiriusXM.com/believe.